Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my co-host,
Emily Brostaff.
This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily fact checks about what's your percentage today.
Oof. I'm going to give myself like 96% today.
96% of the time. Or what we talked about.
I rushed myself a little bit today, so I don't want to go like full 99. Because my life is a black abyss and I can't get myself together.
Is there anyone who feels like they do have everything together?
I'm sure there are.
Who? Who doesn't always feel overwhelmed and like they're never caught up? Because I don't know him. I've never met him.
Yeah.
Everyone's always got that one thing they've been meaning to do and haven't been doing. And will loom over them forever. Guess what I have in my inbox? A video Joy sent me that I'm supposed to watch. She sent it to me like 6 months ago. Still haven't watched it. It's in my inbox. I see it every day.
Mine's like I have so much work to do. And I can't seem to get any of it done.
I will never be caught up on my work because the second I'm caught up, which doesn't actually ever happen, I'm like, oh, I have other things I could be doing.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
There's always something more important, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like my forehead looks really big today, which is strange because I have a very normal sized forehead. I've never had an insecurity about my forehead, but does my forehead look abnormally large today?
No. I didn't look at you and think, oh my God, look at that forehead.
What did you think when you looked at me?
Let me think. Amazing. Show-stopping. Never been done before.
The answer. That was the only answer that was allowed. So thank you.
I rehearse it in the mirror.
What did you... Joy is sitting next to me. What did you think when you saw Joy?
Smash.
Smash? I know you're not lying. All right. Yeah. What do we got going on in the news today, Emily? Do we have any blurbs or big ones?
It's just big ones. But we do have an update from last week's episode. So
give me the update.
In case you didn't know, I read every single comment because that's just who I am as a person.
So does my girlfriend, I found out. She goes and likes every single video and reads the comments of them.
Yeah, I just want
to
know, like,
bully Emily or my girlfriend. Oh, I'll get you. Or so Joy. Will Joy.
You can bully Rachel, but like the rest
of us. You can bully me. That's part of my gig. You can't bully anybody else.
Yeah. So remember last week we reported on Kelly Clarkson changing her last name after
yes,
the divorce.
Yes, do we have confirmation about this?
Yes. Thankfully, we had a few people comment on our video last week. Last week we reported that Kelly Clarkson was legally changing her name to Kelly Brand, which was, you know, her middle name. She's making her last name. We couldn't figure out why because we were like, she's always been Kelly Clarkson. Apparently. Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting us know in the comments. Apparently, when she did get married back in 2013, she actually legally changed her last name to his. So this whole time, like in her personal life and legally, she's been Kelly Blackstock, which was her ex-husband's last name.
Okay, but that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't she just go back to her maiden name?
Because from what I read, she's never outright come out and said why she doesn't want to take Clarkson back, as far as I know, as far as, you know, 7 p.m. today. But
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. She has said, like, on several occasions, and of course, like, has a bunch of music about how she has, like, a super rocky relationship with her dad. Like, he was very absent. He was never really a part of her life. She, like, you know. So I'm guessing it's because she doesn't want to associate with him anymore. But it's kind of like we talked about last week. She's still going to use it in her career because she's so tied to that name. I mean, her whole brand is Kelly Clarkson. But legally, she's going by Kelly Brienne, so she no longer has her ex-husband's last name or her, like, estranged father's last name.
I'm for it. Okay, I support.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't support before. I was just confused.
We were just so confused. Yeah.
So confused.
And like, they don't...
Thank you,
they
people.
They don't say it in any of the articles. Like, all of the
They're
articles I read, it was just
too.
Like... Yeah, they were like, she's just changing her name, but they didn't say from what. Like, they didn't say Kelly Blackstock was changing her name. And so, yes, thank you for helping us out.
Into it.
Okay. Big, obvious number one we got to talk about this week.
I know what it is. Are we... Okay, keep going.
Mm-hmm. It's not the Kardashians for once.
No, but it's been, I feel like, talked to the ends of the days.
Yeah. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, it's definitely old news. Like, it's already old news right now while we're recording. Mm-hmm. But we do have a twist on the story. So if you're tired of hearing about it, stick around because it gets weird. Before we get into the story, I want to start off by saying, because I know we're going to have comments about it, because we've had a lot of people request to us either through our Instagram page or through our comments or, like, you know, on Twitter. We basically had a lot of people request that we give our opinions on the whole Will Smith and Chris Rock situation at the Oscars. But I have seen several requests from the Black community asking that non-Black people stop giving their opinion on the whole situation. And a really great example I saw was a Black creator stating, "This is a conversation for the Black community to have alone, as it's steeped heavily in inner community nuances. Non-Black folks should not be weighing in." And I have a very strict policy that when someone within a community that I'm not a part of makes a request or a call to action on my part, I honor it. So we will not be giving our opinions today, but we will be giving you something good.
I'm very excited for what we are giving.
Yes. But if you do want to learn more about, you know, why it happened and why the joke was out of line and racist and why Will felt like a strong desire to defend his wife, what we're going to do is link several, or, you know, like one or two articles in the bio, and they're written by Black people on the situation. So basically they're written by people who are qualified to speak on what happened and, like, have those lived experiences. So if you want to, like, educate yourself and learn more and, like, hear an opinion, then those will be in our bio.
Are you putting those in the bio, or am I putting
I'll
those,
put
in,
those in the bio?
Okay, I don't have those.
I already have them ready to go.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes. Okay, so while we will not be giving our opinion on what happened, we are going to talk about the absolutely wild conspiracies that have emerged from this event.
It is Emily's conspiracy theory time.
I need a theme.
I got you. Ba-da-da-da. Let's conspiracize.
Oh, that was good. Okay, so, you know, I love a good conspiracy. I don't believe them, and I try not to feed
you
into them.
You fully believe some of them.
There are some that I'm like, ooh, they got a point. And then there are some I'm like, oh my God, that's so, like, damaging, and why are we talking about this?
Do you believe, Joy, do you believe in conspiracy theories most of the time, or no, none of the time?
No, there are some of them. Like, it depends.
Okay.
I can't really be convinced, but I like conspiracy theories because it's, I like to see the other side. Like, what other people,
yeah,
think, you know?
Like to see another side of the thing.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, I believe that.
Right? They get me. And then sometimes I have to be like, no, Emily.
All right. Give me one conspiracy theory about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock.
Okay, so yes, as we all know, Chris Rock was presenting an award at the Oscars earlier this week. He made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. It was quickly followed by a slap by Will Smith. And my personal favorite conspiracy theory that came out of this. The whole thing was planned by Will Smith, Chris Rock, and the Illuminati. That the event was an Illuminati humiliation ceremony, basically. Okay, also, my FBI agent that, you know, monitors my devices.
They are very concerned about you, by the way.
He is putting in overtime today because the amount of searches where I was like, what is an Illuminati humiliation ceremony? How do you get inducted into the Illuminati? And, like, pulling up all these, like, back-end, like, super sketchy websites that are definitely stealing my information. But anyway, what I learned from the very limited information I could see, what I learned is... Allegedly, according to this conspiracy, what an Illuminati humiliation ceremony is basically, if you want to be inducted into the Illuminati, you have to be it's just what it says. You have to be publicly humiliated and not retaliate to show your loyalty to this, you know, cult.
My issue with this conspiracy theory is,
let's hear it.
Will Smith is getting bad publicity from it.
He's already in that part of the conspiracy.
But why would he put himself in harm's way to help get Chris Rock in?
Because according to this conspiracy, the ultimate goal is not fame and good publicity. It's being in the Illuminati. That is
but
the
Will
highest
Smith
you can achieve.
Is already in the Illuminati, is he not?
Oh, right. Which is why he had no problem doing it, because he's already reached the highest. He's as high
as he can go. Yeah, but he's getting bad press now.
It doesn't matter, because as long as he is in the Illuminati,
that's all that matters in life. He'll do whatever the Illuminati says.
Exactly.
Beyonce is over there snapping her fingers.
okay.
Beyonce run the Illuminati.
Yeah, Beyonce runs it.
You know who runs the Illuminati?
Jesus.
Girls. No. Yeah, I mean, another example that I read, because I was like trying so hard to Google what this is, but of course they keep it on strict lockdown. Another example is when the whole Kanye and Taylor Swift thing happened back in 2009 at the VMAs. Apparently that was her initiation into the Illuminati.
Oh, I figured that would be Kanye West's initiation.
No, because it was her. Oh, maybe. No, I mean, obviously this is like a website.
It's more embarrassing for Kanye to have done that for than for Taylor Swift.
True. You know, the website I read was like written by some 13-year-old that like didn't have any more money.
Oh, I thought
Fortnite.
I was just really smart poking holes in all of these theories.
But yes. And so I thought that was a really good one. You asked something and I was going to comment on it. Now I can't remember what it was.
I asked.
Oh. Okay. So I tied to this whole Illuminati theory, I saw another conspiracy that said Will Smith is actually mind programmed and brainwashed in a drone of the Illuminati, and that Jada Smith is his controller, and that's why he laughed originally and then shifted and turned, you know, and did what he did. So that would feed into your theory of like, why would he do this? Because Jada's just sitting there.
I think, I'm not commenting on what was good or bad. I took his laughter as he was laughing at the joke before and didn't register what he had said. Did you watch
it? I think a lot of people are. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are taking it that way. Okay. Yeah.
That's how I took that.
Do you think if she is his mind controller, she has like an app on her phone? Like, do you think they like,
no, because she didn't pull out her app. I think it's programmed in her mind. Like, it's kind of like a mind telepathy kind of thing.
A chip?
Yeah.
Is it Elon Musk that's developing the brain chip?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. Maybe that's why Elon Musk. No, I don't think he's done his initiation yet. I think he's working. If we see something really embarrassing about Elon Musk in the next year.
We'll know.
Like, he finally finished his chip. He's like, look, guys, I got this. Let me in. Like, okay, go wet yourself on stage.
Oh, that would be, that'd be a good one.
Right? Right.
Yeah. Did you also see the conspiracy theory that was going around? It went like viral for like 12 hours before like the whoever does the filming at the Oscars disproved it. But basically there's this theory going around that the whole thing was planned because there was this photo circulating the internet. They basically zoomed into the footage of Chris Rock getting slapped and you could see a cheek pad on him. And so a lot of people were saying that he was wearing a cheek pad to soften the blow. This whole thing was planned. It was meant to be like publicity to get people watching, people talking about the Oscars. But then, of course, the Oscar, like the actual people that filmed it, like reposted the video, very much zoomed in. And they were like, no, like this is clearly photoshopped.
Idiots. Also, a cheek pad? I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you Google Chris Rock cheek pad, it'll be the first photo that pops up. It is so convincing. At first, I was like, ooh. And then I was like, no, that's probably photoshopped. And then a big, big one. I could see a lot of people feeding into this. So Pfizer actually was one of the sponsors of the Oscars this year. And so there's a theory that suggests that the fight was staged by Pfizer to boost interest in alopecia because they're about to release a treatment for it. So they were trying to like get people aware, like spread awareness, get people fired up about it, get people talking about it, so that when they release this like alopecia drug, it's basically going to be like sold out.
That's a kind of a good theory.
You see what I'm talking about? There are some that are so close that I'm like, ooh, that is almost believable.
Almost.
But yeah, so
I kind of like these.
You see why I like conspiracy theories? Again, I don't believe a lot of them, but I like, it's very entertaining.
It is.
Like,
it's very entertaining. It is more entertaining than talking about the actual subject that happened.
Or the Kardashians.
I'm down for it. Conspiracy theories with Emily. She conspiracized.
Yeah. But that was it. Oh, wait. No. I did see one more. I want to say, I don't want to get it wrong. So I'm not going to say who I thought said it. But there was a theory going around that the whole thing was staged by the U.S. government.
No.
In order to distract us with what's actually going on in Ukraine.
Listen, you could just post a photo of a puppy and we'd be distracted. Yeah. You don't need to stage this.
Have we talked about how when like the whole Donald Trump, like when he got elected, do you remember how the, was it the CIA or was it the Pentagon that released the alien footage, the UFO footage? Did we ever talk about this?
No. And I actually never really saw that footage. I'm not looking into aliens and whatnot.
Well, yeah, that's one of my other favorites is like there was so much bad stuff going on with Donald Trump that the CIA or the, I can't remember who it was, but it was verified footage from one of these branches and they just released it to the general public because they knew we were so like concerned and locked in on what Trump was doing that they were like, oh, this would be like a good time to like tell him about aliens and just like release the footage.
And no one cared.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's it for my conspiracy theories.
I love it. All right. Before we move on to the next news segment of the day, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what else do we got? I did love that.
Thank you. The only other like big news, everything this week was either surrounding, once again, the Kardashians, and it was just crap I didn't care about, or it was surrounding the whole Oscars. But I did get one other good story that I thought was funny. Hi, Louie.
Joyce Pug is now sitting on her lap.
King Louie has made an appearance. Did you see the whole Lady Gaga and Caitlyn Jenner interaction from the Oscars?
I saw a thumbnail about someone talking about it. I think it was BuzzFeed.
I figured girlfriend would like... talk your ear off about this because she's obsessed with Lady Gaga.
She did. We did talk about how she helped. Was it Liza Minnelli on stage?
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's like, of course she did. She's an angel.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah. So apparently Lady Gaga is not interested in having any sort of friendship or relationship with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
She was filmed talking to Caitlyn Jenner for approximately 26 seconds at Elton John's Oscar viewing party. And Caitlyn was asking her all sorts of like small talk questions, like, how are you doing? And then one of the questions she said, are you still out there? Like implying like, are you still living in the home that I knew you were living in? And
what?
And like Caitlyn went up to Lady Gaga and was like, you know, how are you doing? How's the weather? And she was like, oh, are you still out there? Like saying like, are you still living like in your home? That's not the controversial part, but it just leads.
I'm just very confused by that phrase of a question.
It was weird phrasing, but yeah. And Yeah. And then when Caitlin said, because Lady Gaga was like, oh, yeah, I'm still living out there. And so then Caitlin said, I haven't seen you at Starbucks lately, to which Gaga very quickly chimed back, I switched baristas, and then walked away from the conversation. She was just like, no, bye.
Yeah, she just,
it was so embarrassing for Caitlin.
She has no desire to be friends with her.
No one should have desire to be friends with her, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, that is your opinion.
That's my opinion. But yeah, that's it for big news. Everything was literally just about Will.
Right, that's totally fine. That's fine. Excuse me, you didn't talk about how I collabed with JoJo Siwa.
Okay.
That
Let's
was
take
big
a second.
News. JoJo is not single. She is exclusive. She has a girlfriend whom I love. And that is the end of it. That's all we need to talk about.
Wow. Yeah, that was a really good video.
I freaking loved it. If you didn't watch my Rachel Uncensored or my Hot Glue Gun video with JoJo, please go watch both because they are amazing.
Both were banging.
I loved them. JoJo is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. She's so quick. When I was watching your videos, she's so quick.
Very
quick. You don't even finish the sentence and she already has like a remark ready to go, like in like the best way possible. Like she's so witty.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Yeah. It's never a dull time for us.
Yeah. That was good.
All right. Do we have a game? Oh, do we have a nod to my mother? Oh, you forgot. Oh my God, Emily's going to poop herself. Joyce face. You forgot a nod to my mother. You know what?
She deserves so much better.
I saw my mom this week. She gave me lentil soup and cookies.
Ooh.
I helped her take down her patio roof that was falling down.
Okay.
And she is doing well.
So, there's our nod to Gwen.
There's our nod to Gwen. Is I got to see her, and she actually, my mom called me today, and I answered. I was like, "Hello," because usually, like, we have a reason to talk, and there was no reason to. But she called me. I was like, "Hello." She goes, "Just talk to me," and I was like, "Okay." And so I just started singing to her, and I was like, "Was there a reason?" She goes, "Just wanted to hear your voice. I love you."
That's so cute.
I love my mom.
Oh, oh my God. Wait, do you have a favorite story with your mom? Or favorite memory? I always love hearing people's favorite memories with their parents because it's always so different.
I loved when it's ingrained in me. There's two stories that I always pop. There's three, and they're all a little vulgar for this channel. Mm-hmm. It was when she taught me how gay guys make love to each other. How?
Why you gotta say it like that?
She couldn't even tell me how regular people, not regular, man and woman people make love.
She also taught me that if this is, so, I'm going to try and use the right words here because this is not the podcast for it. She told me in high school, you know how women have two holes in which a man could pleasure? She told me never go from the poop hole back to the other hole without washing it in between because it can cause an infection. She goes, you can go from the main to the poop hole, but you can't go poop hole.
Gwen is out here doing the Lord's work.
I was in high school. I was still a pure little child.
This is Rachel.
Taking notes. Taking notes. And then her advice whenever if I had ever gotten kidnapped was great. And these stories always stuck in my mind because she was.
Wait,
just,
you can't just say that and then not tell us the advice.
She said to bite it off, run, spit it out at a police station and say, find that man. My Joey's taking notes. These stick out in my mind because no one on earth has ever been like, yeah, my mom said the same thing. But my mom is, I'm trying to think of my favorite. I've had so many. When she just gets excited about stuff, it makes me so happy because she just gets so excited. And like she pees her pants a lot. I love whenever she has to pee her pants. There was one time when she thought a thing of wasabi was an avocado. And so she ate the whole thing of wasabi and almost died.
She just, like, took multiple bites?
No, it was like a big clump. Like, we were at sushi and she took it up the chopsticks and ate it. I died laughing. You know, it's just those things.
Wow. I love that. Literally, okay. At some point, we said we were going to do a Rachel Uncensored on making love subjects, right?
Yes.
At some point, I need to hear in full length.
Okay.
These stories. Because you could,
yes. So.
They're good.
One day we'll do that podcast within the next couple months.
Yes, please.
All right. All right. Wow. Well, I did the nod to Gwen today. Yay me. So
she'd be proud.
She wouldn't. She'd be very mad at me if she knew those were the stories that stuck out when I think
What are your
her.
Favorite stories of your mom? Well.
The advice she gave me. That's what it was. Those were all pieces of advice or information. And so she was making sure I was well informed in life.
I love that. She was me looking too. Out for you.
She was. All right. Do we have a game at least, Emily?
We at least have a game.
We at least have a game. All right. What's the game?
Okay, so I posted it on our podcast Instagram, All Things Internet Podcast, and asked what game they wanted us to play, and the majority suggested Never Have I Ever.
All right. Never Have
but
I Ever.
But we're not going to do it. Last time we did this, we did Internet Edition. We're just going old school this time.
Okay, remember, this is not Rachel Uncensored. This is All Things Internet.
Yes. I tried to pick okay ones. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, never, oh, starting off strong. Never have I ever peed in a pool.
Oh, I fully peed in a pool. Where are your fingers? Why are we here? Oh. Come on now.
Nope.
Wait, you've never peed in a pool?
Oh, no, I've peed in a pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every pool I've been in. Continue.
Thank you. Sometimes when I admit to people I've peed in a pool, they're like, well, yeah, like this one time I couldn't hold it.
No.
So you're telling me you don't pee in a pool every single time you get in?
Every body of water. I'm peeing. It's hard not to right. pee in baths.
The only one. Yes. I don't.
I don't pee
yes.
in baths, but it's hard not to.
I thought you said, oh, okay.
No, I do not pee in baths. I pee in showers. You know
same. The only thing I don't pee in is hot tubs because it grosses me out that it's so closed. Like
oh,
it's so small.
Yeah.
But it's really hard. Okay. Never have I ever told my parents I was staying at a friend's house, but really I was somewhere else.
No, I've never done that.
Interesting.
I was a good kid.
Yeah, I forget about that. never have I ever pretended to be sick to get out of school.
No, my mom let me take personal days. I didn't have to fake it.
My God, I faked an appendicitis one day, and it went on for like 2 days because I had a test that I forgot to study for, and I knew I was going to fail it if I went to school, and so I faked appendicitis. Sorry, Mom. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Never have I ever gotten in a physical fight.
I've wrestled people. I've never actually gotten in a true fight, no.
Interesting.
Joy's
oh, it's going to change now.
That. No, I don't choose violence.
I was in fifth grade and walking down the hall arm in arm with one of my friends, and this stupid boy that I hated and always made fun of my friend like burst through our arms and like tore us apart, and he was like, move, fat butt. And I had enough that day.
Yeah, I had enough. That's fine. My thing is I'll never start it, but if you start it with me, I'll finish it.
Exactly.
But I won't start, and no one's ever been stupid enough to start it with me.
He learned that day.
He learned that you don't mess with Emily.
Yes. Never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
I did that.
I didn't.
I did it in the ocean of Mexico.
Oh, like at night?
Yeah.
When the sharks are out?
It was in Isla Mujeres. I don't know. Are there sharks there?
I feel like there's sharks everywhere.
Well, then calm down.
At night? No, because I was always told you should never swim before 9 a.m. and you should never swim after 5 p.m. because that's their feeding time. It could be very incorrect, but that's what I was always taught.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, all right. Okay. Never have I ever read a partner's text messages. Like in like a sneaky way.
I got like over their shoulder, but like because they're sitting next to me. I haven't gone I might have in high school. I don't recall ever doing that.
Yeah. I say like unless you're like picking up their phone and like getting into it like when they're not there, like in the shower or something, I don't count it as like reading. Like if we're sitting next to each other and you're texting someone, like I'll look down.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
I'm not
trying to find your phone to go look through it.
Right. Never have I ever cried or flirted my way out of a ticket.
Nope, I've tried and I failed. So that was an ego hit.
Mine didn't. I got away with it. wait, what did he say to you?
I cried. And then he's like, "Whoop, you should have broke the law." I'm like, "No, you're stupid."
I'm sure that's exactly what was said.
Yeah. I've never tried to flirt. I've tried to cry.
Yeah. never have I ever thought a cartoon character was hot.
Oh. Jessica Rabbit, hello.
Okay, good. Have you watched the newest Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph 2?
Oh, there's a really hot character in there where it was definitely a smash. All right.
Emily, at this point, I think you think anything with boobs is a smash.
Yeah, honestly. My standards are pretty low at this point.
Goodness. Okay.
Hit me up. Anyway, never... I'm just saying, okay, here's the thing. Okay, quick side story. I maybe have posted one or two little thirst traps on TikTok.
I've seen.
Whatever, like anyone does. And I have all these girls like commenting and they're like, you know, like, ooh, me or ooh, I volunteer. But no one slides into my Instagram DMs. And I'm just like, where's
this
zest?
This is the opportunity. If you are over, I'm going to say 21 just for the sake of.
No, ew, it has to be over 25.
Okay,
25,
if you are over, honestly, she likes them older. So if you are between the ages of 25, I'm going to say 57, slide up into her. Oh, I hit the sweet spot, didn't I?
Mommy issues.
Slide into those DMs. You might get a respond back if her anxiety doesn't take over.
Vibes, yes.
The bolder, the better for her. You got to be bold because she's not going to.
I don't want high.
No, don't high it. Just be like, you're hot. I want to talk to you more. Here is my phone number. Can I take you on a date?
Is Joy taking notes?
Joy, she says take notes.
So, you know, when it's time, she knows how to slide into my DMs. Okay, never have I ever gotten stitches.
I have gotten stitches.
What'd you get stitches for?
My finger. That JoJo made fun of.
Yeah, that's on the podcast. That
is on the podcast.
Never have I ever peed my pants as an adult.
Not fully.
Oh.
Well, why are you peeing your pants fully as an adult?
Let's see how I can phrase this. I had a really fun night with my friends.
You were drunk.
And couldn't make it to the bathroom in time.
Pull your pants down and pee wherever you are. Fine.
It was one of those situations. I had a belt on. It was back in 2000 or, you know, whatever. Belts. When belts were still in.
Get belts out of here. No one wants a belt.
I could not get it off fast enough. So that was fun. Anyway, hit me up if you still want to slide into my DMs. never have I ever run a red light.
I have.
Yeah?
I thought I was going to make that yellow and I didn't.
It was like a pink, right?
It was a pink. Yeah. I've accidentally blown through a stop sign.
Ooh, yeah.
Did not see it. No one, and I didn't get hit and hit anybody, but I genuinely did not see it. I was completely sober and not distracted, just chilling. And then as I'm going
sometimes,
through, I was like, oh.
Yeah, sometimes they're not big enough.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to cut out. It says my internet connection is unstable.
Well, you're still there. Yeah, you froze earlier, but I was talking, so it didn't matter.
Oh, good. All right. Last one. Never have I ever laughed at a funeral.
I did because we were telling stories at the end. Because someone was telling a funny story about the person who had passed.
Okay,
and it was supposed to be lighthearted, but I wasn't like awkwardly laughing.
Right. This is one of my favorite stories. I was at my grandfather's funeral. I was sitting behind my aunt and I was like sobbing because, you know, my grandfather died. And she was like, oh, do you need a tissue? And I was like, yeah, that'd be really nice. And instead of just grabbing the box and turning around and handing it to me, she did one of these and it clunked me right in the head. But I was sitting against a wall, so it clunked me and then my head clunked and the whole wall was like... I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. My mom was like...
Whoops. All right. So that was it. I have four left. How many do you have?
One.
I won. I went skinny dipping with sharks. Slide into Emily's DMs. Mommy issues. That's what I got from our game today.
Yeah. All right. Do we have time for questions?
Yes, but let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. I didn't even realize that Joy and I are matching. Get on our level, M.
Hey, I'm kind of.
Oh, good. I didn't mean to actually make you feel sad. I love you and we miss you.
Hey. Like earlier, I was FaceTiming them earlier while I was getting ready for the podcast. And then Joy was like, oh, well, like, I should probably hang up so you can finish getting ready and I can eat. And I was like, but why?
You're like, but what are you guys going to do?
Why can't I come with?
Emily, move out here. All right.
I know. All
guys,
right.
Go subscribe to Emily's YouTube channel so she can afford to move out here. Please and thank you.
It's so expensive.
It's really expensive.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to read you the questions and you can choose?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, just ask him. I don't want a choice. Just ask me.
Oh, all
but
right.
But I don't want the teacher one. I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. What's your most embarrassing guilty pleasure?
Most embarrassing guilty pleasure? I don't... do I have an embarrassing guilty pleasure? What's yours?
Twilight.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed by that. I'm a huge Twilight fan. God, that one, I think this is the issue, is I'm not embarrassed by the things that I stand by.
I'm embarrassed by everything.
I am not embarrassed. So that's why it's... Yeah.
Tell me that you watch those movies, like, ironically, though. Because they're so bad, they're good to watch.
I watched them because I loved them when they came out. And so now they're the nostalgic. Oh, yeah. And then I also laugh at how bad they are.
Yes. Twilight. Okay, good.
What?
Twilight?
Yeah. So bad.
Joy's like, okay.
White people stuff.
It really is. It really, it's so embarrassing.
Did you watch Twilight?
Oh, yeah. I watched it recently.
I don't really have, like, I'm not embarrassed by anything, really. And then.
Okay.
I don't feel guilt for anything. I find pleasure in.
My guilty pleasure is probably Fortnite.
Oh, hers is Fortnite. I use phone games to unwind. I don't find that a guilty pleasure either.
Best fiends.
Joy beat me to it.
Yeah, I'm really lame in that I'm not. But like,
I'm not interesting.
Too cool.
I'm too confident.
She could never be embarrassed by anything.
I can. I'm just. If I stand by it, it's something I consistently do. If I'm embarrassed by it, I should stop doing it. And if I'm not, then I'm just going to stand by it.
Her guilty pleasure is that she loves farting in front of me, ripping a big one while she stares me right into my soul.
And she does not break eye contact. She like squares up with you while she's ripping one.
I haven't done that in so long.
It's literally like a power move.
I've stopped doing it, but I used to do that a lot with you guys. Yeah.
It's only because I haven't been here.
That's true. I'm actually trying to. I am a very gassy person, and I don't like it. I don't.
Own it. Own it.
I don't care.
Well, because they don't normally smell.
It brings us closer.
It does. It makes you laugh every time. Yeah. It does. And it's usually in the morning. Stop sniffing. It's usually in the mornings. But I'm cutting out carbonated drinks and I'm trying not to eat an hour before I go to bed. And that's supposed to cut back on your gas significantly.
God, you really are turning into a 30-year-old.
I'm about to be a 31-year-old.
First, you pulled a muscle trying to kick a ball. And now you have to cut out carbonated drinks. What's next? Arthritis pills?
She needs
to go in for cataract surgery next week.
I did promo therapy on my knees because I had arthritis. I'm getting LASIK for my eyes because they're developing sores because I'm rejecting my contacts.
I'm going to start sponsoring Activia.
I'm so old.
Gotta go right now.
And I don't have to go right now.
Next brand deal is going to be AARP.
Life alert.
Help, I farted and I can't get up.
She's going to be the hot girl in the... Wait, can I say erectile dysfunction commercials?
You just did.
I was like...
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was good.
All right.
Thank God Joy's here.
Same. Same. Why am I saying it? I agree. Your dog is barking. He stopped. Yeah. All right. Is there another question?
Sure. Let's see. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, which one would it be?
Someone described me as a squirrel once, and my girlfriend is my nut. And I'm very territorial.
Is that allowed?
No. Not like that! At least they're like, you remind me of a squirrel. Because you're really cute and fun and like, you're like awesome, but you're extremely territorial of the things you love. Like, you're nuts.
I am the self-restraint I am practicing right now.
I was also described as a bull, as a pit bull,
yeah,
and as a bear, a cub bear. She said you're a mix between a mama bear and a cub bear. Oh, okay. Snoop came in. I don't know what I would be described. I think pit bull fits me pretty well because I'm super, yeah. I'm big and I'm cuddly and I look mean, but I actually just want love. But if I need to, I can rip a head off. But I don't want to.
Yeah.
But don't test me. You stay out of the comments bullying people. Get you. What do you see?
You don't want this coming your way, do you?
Yes. What do you just think of yourself?
I'm a golden retriever. I care so much about being around people. And then when anyone shows any little bit of anger towards me, I just melt and feel sorry for myself and go cry in a corner. Have you ever seen those compilations of golden retrievers where their like head is hung down and they're like,
yes, man. Yes,
but like I'm also so fun and I just love to be around people and I'm bubbly, but
same.
Yeah.
We had a girls' night and we had to go around and tell each person what animal they were, but everyone had to say it, like everyone had to come up with an animal for the person, and they each had to be different. So there was six or seven of us girls, and we went around and each of us came up with a new animal for each person. So that's why I got described as a squirrel, a bull, a mama bear and a cub bear. What did it? Oh, I think Summer called me a goat. Oh, I can't remember what my girlfriend called me. I don't remember. But yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
But it was we were just like complimenting each other. Like, you're this because of, and then they would say a bunch of our great attributes. So it was a really nice, it was a very supportive women's girls' night thing.
Like uplifting.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a squirrel, but like in the best way possible.
Yeah, they're like, you're a bull because you get it done. You can focus in and destroy whatever you want to. You're a mama bear because you protect everyone, but you're a cub because you're so much fun. See?
That's cute. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was fun.
What?
I was just doing that.
What did we remember? We had that group chat going where
Joy and girlfriend.
And what did she get mad that we labeled her as?
Joy?
Yeah, because didn't we? We were all suggesting what dog breed everyone was.
What dog did we say you were, and you got upset with us?
Like offended.
You got offended that we called you. She doesn't remember. Clearly wasn't that mean.
Oh, well, then never mind. I'm gonna have to scroll.
No, I think you guys said something like I was a golden retriever or something like that. You said something about
how dare we?
Joy can't hear what I'm saying because Rachel has headphones on, so she has no idea I just described myself as a golden retriever.
Emily just described herself as a golden retriever, so we don't find it.
Yeah, golden retriever.
You can be one, but not her.
No, that's embarrassing.
You're a Bernese Mountain Dog. You're a Rottweiler. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I like Roddy for her. Yeah.
You're Bernese Mountain Dog?
What? Greater Swiss.
A Greater Swiss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. I like that.
Oh, and Dender's Noop.
I'm Noop.
My girlfriend is like, you and Noop become more and more like each other every day. Yeah. So, yeah. We morph into one. All right.
I love that.
I think that's...
We have time for one more, or are we good?
I think we're at 44 minutes, so by the time we do our outro, that's 45, and I think that's the sweet spot for our podcast here.
I think I'm more of a border collie.
I'm a border, or you? You're a border collie?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I would say instead of Pitbull, I'd say you're more like Australian Shepherd, maybe. Because you have a lot of energy, but you're very smart, and you need mental stimulation.
See, I'm telling you, do this with your group of friends. Tell them what type of the animal they are because of all the positive parts of the animal.
Yeah.
It's a very uplifting thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I would say Emily's like a golden retriever.
Yeah. Hello, hello, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Hello, do you love me still? Do you love, oh, you're mad. Do you love me?
It really is just that simple. Just bring me with you and I'm good.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening. Please follow us on whatever you're currently listening to us on, whether that's Spotify or Apple or whatever, or YouTube. Check out our Instagram, All Things Internet Podcast. Follow Emily on everything. Follow me on everything. Links are down below, as well as the links to those articles if you'd like to get an opinion from people who are allowed to speak on the subject. And that's it. I love you. Emily, I love you.
I love you.
You have anything else to say?
I don't.
Snoop is getting excited with joy.
Yes. I don't think so.
All right.
Love you guys.
We will see you next time on All Things Internet. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.